Welcome to the Dennis Dernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it's this: God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Dernigan. And in today's podcast, I'll be sharing the story behind my song, one of my favorite songs. I know I say that a lot, but it's true. Run to the Battle. This is from the live worship recording, Here in Your Presence. This song came to me on September 16th of 2008. Psalm 18:39 in the New American Standard Bible says this: "For you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me." Matthew 16:18 says this: "I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it." Both of those references tell us that we are victorious. We are victors. Why? Because Jesus is victorious. He is victor. And his spiritual DNA flows through our spiritual veins. We're joint heirs with Christ. All that he has is all that we have as well. That's good news. That's battle-ready news right there. This song came after hearing about a popular Christian music artist's decision to embrace a homosexual identity, and I became somewhat disheartened. Soon after that news broke, I was bombarded with emails from people wondering what I thought about the situation. And as I pondered all the reasons I have never even entertained giving up the fight for freedom, songs of warfare began to pour out of my soul. Knowing Jesus is worth any and all struggles I have had to face thus far. And I'll tell you this, they're worth any I will need to fight in the future, because it keeps the grace of God alive and well deep in my soul. Just as in my marriage, when I say divorce is not an option, I also say similarly in my fight for freedom, for my identity, surrender to the old life is not even an option for me. I think many lose the battle simply because they grow tired of fighting. What I've learned in the past 37 years is this: I do not wait for the battle to come to me. I run to the battle and storm the gates of hell. Why? Because I am guaranteed the victory. Now let's think about this. Let me ask you this: did David wait for Goliath to come to him, or did he run out to face the giant head on? We know what he did. He ran out and faced Goliath head on. Here's another good question for you. When faced with the laying down of life on the cross of redemption, did Jesus wait for that cross to come to him, or did he run to the cross? What if Jesus had cowered in fear and not gone on to face the cross on our behalf? We far too often allow fear to take away victory that lies just in front of us as we face the giants in our own lives. When did I overcome my old identity? Here's the truth: when I faced it with the truth of who God says I am. When did I overcome always thinking of myself as a victim rather than a victor? The moment I faced that selfish giant of victimization head on with the truth of the victory sealed for me with the resurrection power and with the redeeming love of Jesus Christ. I love this song, Run to the Battle. I hope you do too. Just take it to heart. Take it to heart.
Bless you, Lord. What giants do you face? Take it to him right now. We win. We win by the blood of Jesus. We win. That's good news.
So many falling all along the way. So many soldiers weary from the fray. So many blinded, cowering in fear. So let's be reminded that our God is here. And we win. Even when the darkness grows, we what are we waiting for? The battle is the Lord's. Run to the battle, let's run into the fight. Enemy defeated and scattered by the light. We win the battle, oh, read the story, and I know how it ends. And we win, even when the darkness grows. We win, even our enemy knows that we win. So just what are we waiting for? The battle is the Lord's. Run to the battle, let's run into the fight. Enemy defeated and scattered by the light. We win the battle, oh, we win the war. Enemy defeated, the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's.
How do I know that? This is why.
Father, thank you that you have given us the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the power of his redeeming, resurrecting love, Father. Thank you that you've made us and called us to be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord, today. We thank you for that grace, and we receive it, we believe it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Believers, let us stop cowering at fear. Let us stop having fear dictate our lives here and now. Let us run to the battles we face and meet them head on. Truth wins. How do I know this? Because we are loved. Romans 8, 37 through 39 in the New American Standard Bible. You all heard this before, but it says this. But in all these things, what is all these things? All these things we can think of. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. John 8:32 says it like this, and you will know the truth, and you can say this with me, and the truth will what? Will make you free. But guys, we never get to the truth if we never take the first step truth requires, and that is our own honest confession. Honesty is facing the giants in our lives. Honesty is putting them down by facing them with the truth. You were born again to win, to be the victor God calls you to be. You can do that today, right here, right now. It's his word. It's the truth. Well, today's episode is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the beautiful artisan, my wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Guys, I am so excited to be able to share with you how to become a member of my ministry team. My life's calling is to draw others to Jesus and allow Jesus to do any changing necessary. I'm not called to change anyone. I'm just called to lead them to Jesus. One of the ways I've done this through the years is through my music, through my writing, and through the sharing of my story. And now I have an even more efficient way of helping you help me do that. Not only will you be helping me create content for ministry, you'll receive many benefits in return. This new service is called Patreon. It's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon, that's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. By becoming a member of my patron team, you will reap many benefits like new music the day it's born sometimes, like copies of new books, like behind-the-scenes videos, teaching on creativity and teaching on identity in Christ. You'll receive daily devotions. You can receive audio versions of certain books and chapters of books, printable art and lyrics signed by yours truly, even special birthday greetings from me on your birthday, and even the possibility of lunch with me. That sounds fun to me. I don't know about you, but that sounds fun. For a look at the benefits you'll receive by becoming a patron of my ministry, look over the section of this page labeled Become a Patron. The page I'm talking about is Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, I've just released a brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. The ebook is now available for $4.99, and the print version is available for $12.99. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just simply click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be blessed by such a gift. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And if you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Run to the Battle from the live recording here in your presence, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.